Dear Cheap Astronomy, what other forms of life are possible? It is quite difficult to imagine a different form of life than what we see about us, since what we see about us is the only example we have. So on Earth, there are various ways to capture energy, build a body, and reproduce. So we tend to assume that is the standard model for life. The drive to reproduce is somewhat illusionary, much like the drive to eat is. If you don't have a drive to eat, you die, and you don't contribute to the gene pool. And if you don't have a drive to reproduce, you don't contribute to the gene pool either. So, the gene pool inevitably fills up with things that do have drives to eat and to reproduce. Having a drive doesn't mean you have a purpose, although people will tend to assume there must be a purpose, or otherwise have to acknowledge they're alive for no particular reason. If you are able to resist the drive to reproduce, or even to eat, that doesn't make you a bad person, it just means you'll never influence the gene pool. But although reproduction is the only way that life happens here, it's not clear if it is a defining characteristic. To be alive, with respect to capturing energy, building a body, and sustaining that body over time, you will need some kind of renewal process to deal with normal wear and tear, but potentially that could just be about building replacement parts from raw materials. If we envision life as spontaneously arising from inorganic sources, then it's unlikely the ability to plan ahead would be there from the start, but there might be some kind of underlying template that degraded materials eventually fall out of to be replaced by fresh materials, naturally attracted to any gaps in that template. Of course, the template itself might degrade, but our experience on Earth is that a mutable template is actually a good thing, like DNA with its occasional tendency for reproduction errors which lead to mutations. Most mutants die, but some have quirks that let them exploit new areas of the environment, or the same areas of the environment, in more efficient ways. And so the mutants come to influence the gene pool, not through any innate desire to do so, they just do. So, perhaps reproduction is not a necessary aspect of life across the universe, but evolution is. It is hard to see how something could persist over time without also changing over time. And if we are looking out for intelligent technology users, they surely must be the result of an evolutionary process. It's unlikely any life form is going to spontaneously arise with the ability to build a radio transmitter. Although, not so fast. This is, after all, a podcast about what other forms of life are possible. It's not that hard to broadcast electromagnetic radiation, which is mostly about the acceleration and deceleration of electrons around atoms. An early life form whose success depends upon communalism could use low-energy radio transmissions to enable mutually beneficial cooperation. Such a strategy may never have taken off on Earth, since Earth's early life was mostly immersed in water, which quickly absorbs, and hence blocks, radio waves. And while we're on the subject, is water really mandatory? Well, maybe not, but some kind of chemical solvent might be necessary to provide a medium within which various chemical interactions can evolve from the inorganic to the organic. A solvent is really just the dominant part of a solution, and it doesn't have to be a liquid. So, for example, nitrogen is technically the solvent of Earth's atmosphere, since it is the dominant part of a solution that contains oxygen and argon and carbon dioxide, a few trace materials, and also water vapor. And going further, sure, carbon seems like an ideal platform for building bodies, given its high affinity for bonding with other elements, including most of the universe's ubiquitous ones, like hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. But silicon can do almost as good a job. So, there are always possibilities. Given that carbon-based life has done so well within a liquid water medium on Earth, it seems likely this same foundation may be found elsewhere in the universe. We just shouldn't assume it's the only option.